Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hey, everyone. It's Wednesday, November 25th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Mariana Dale. On today's show, the Santa Ana winds are back. We'll talk about what to watch out for as the annual strong winds combine with bone-dry conditions. Then John Horn previews a Thanksgiving weekend without its usual big holiday movie releases. And we'll give some tips on writing the dreaded college application essay. We start today with the return of the annual Santa Ana winds. And with those winds comes an elevated wildfire threat over the next few days. Our climate reporter Jacob Margolis has more.
So it's going to be a concern, particularly tonight through early Friday. You know, we could see 60 mile per hour wind gusts, which are really strong. But people shouldn't be surprised because it is December. It is a peak month for the Santa Ana winds to show up. The problem is that we should be entering our wet season, yet it is still as dry as we get all year. So right now we're a little bit behind on rain, about an inch or so. Sometimes we see some rain come along at the end of November. So that's not a huge deficit, but we're quickly approaching our most important 3 months for rain, and there are no storms coming through in the near future that we can see. What that means is as long as we're getting these strong winds, which, like I said, it's a windy season, and no wetness, humongous fires are still possible. For context, these were similar conditions to the ones we saw when the Thomas Fire burned through the entire month of December and into January back in 2017. That happened until some rain came along, and that was just a few years ago. So fingers crossed, one, that no fire starts over the next couple days, and that we do get some good rain coming through soon.
Thanksgiving isn't just a big family holiday. Before the pandemic, the holiday had been one of Hollywood's biggest opening weekends for animated films. Now, not so much. To explain, here's John Horn.
Coco, $210 million. Toy Story 2, $245 million. Moana, $248 million. Frozen, $400 million. That's what some recent animated movies that came out around Thanksgiving have grossed in domestic theaters. This year, it would be amazing if any new family film grossed a tenth of that. The pandemic is raging, followed by new lockdown orders. And if it's not safe to have more than a few close family members come over and share some turkey, it's certainly not safe to head to the multiplex and share some popcorn. And even if you somehow decided to risk it and head to a cinema, good luck finding one that's open. This past weekend, more than 700 North American theaters closed. And the most recent number one film at the multiplex, Freaky, barely grossed more than $1 million. So that's the most popular film in theaters with the kind of returns typically associated with a box office bomb. Most of the studios are taking their big animated films elsewhere. The next Pixar movie, for example, Soul, abandoned its November theatrical opening. It will now debut on the Disney Plus streaming platform. There is one new family film hitting theaters this week. It's a new Croods sequel. But if you want to keep everyone healthy, stay at home, watch some football, and because you can't have the usual gang over, enjoy all those leftovers.
And finally, November 30th is the deadline for prospective UC students to submit applications for the fall 2021 semester. That means tens of thousands of high school seniors are likely to spend their Thanksgiving vacation rushing to complete one of the most anxiety-producing sections of the application, the personal insight questions. But fear not, our Jill Rupp-Logle's here with some essay writing tips.
Tens of thousands of high school seniors all over the state may be spending their Thanksgiving break racing against the deadline to apply to attend a University of California campus next fall. The application deadline's November 30th. One thing that often gets left until the last minute are the personal insight questions. Those are the essays where applicants are asked, for example, to write about a major obstacle they've overcome. The UC application doesn't have a specific question about how students have been affected by the pandemic, but applicants can certainly use the prompt I just mentioned or another to talk about it. The advice from admissions officers, and this really goes for all college application essays, is to reflect on and write about your own experiences and how you've made the most of this moment.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you on Monday. Until then, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. I'm Mariana Dale. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for up-to-date news around the clock, tell your smart speaker to launch LAist or check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.